Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to the Gooncast, and I am your host, Corey Rudolph, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you're here, and if you read the title, you know why you're here. So, yeah, let's get it over with. So, I hope you're having a good Monday. I am pretty much too. Not much going on today, except actually four soccer games that are four World Cup games, four football games, whatever you call it. Yeah, we call it soccer in America, but let's call it World Cup. So, yeah, that went on today. But most of the show will be about the USA soccer, and just got to talk about that. And, yeah, I'll talk about the positives and negatives of that. I mean, and give my reaction to it. It's basically my reaction, so, yeah. So, hope you had a good weekend. This World Cup's been pretty good so far. And I'll talk more about that in a bit. But, yeah, there's not much anything else happening in the sports world, which is cool because the World Cup is awesome. And I love baseball, but the World Cup, it just tops that right now. Because every 4 years, I mean, it's just great. But there is, like, the only thing going on right now is baseball. So, yeah, there's not really much going on with MLB. One tournament I actually do pay attention to some years, but not this year, though, because it has been the World Cup is really overshadowed. It's a College World Series. The College World Series is I like this tournament. I watch it almost every year. At least I watch some games. I kind of don't watch it that much anymore. But it's just like, there's great memories with the College World Series, at least for me, living here in Fresno. Going back 2008, when Fresno State Baseball won the College World Series. So yeah, that was an awesome year. And I like watching the College World Series. I mean, I like just seeing college baseball. I like watching it. I mean, like nobody else, like not a lot of people watch college baseball. I go to Fresno State baseball games a lot. I went to like a few, like in that national championship year. Yeah, it's kind of bummed. They're kind of like downhill, but they're probably going to rise up, hopefully. So yeah. But yeah, the College World Series final starts tonight. You're probably listening tomorrow. You're probably listening some other day. Maybe it's finished by now. But Virginia and Vanderbilt playing each other. Virginia, number 3 in the nation. Vanderbilt in unranked. So yeah, battle of the V's. But yeah, I'll watch that a little bit. Maybe then the Giants tonight. But we'll see. So here on this Monday, not much other things to talk about. Everything's finished. I talked about the Stanley Cup and NBA Finals last podcast. So, yeah, I think it's time to get in some USA talk. And first, I got to say, what a game. What a game on Sunday. And there are some uptime. There are some downtimes. So, yeah, if you tune in this podcast, you know the score. You know the outcome. You watch the game. I was going to give a recap of my reaction to each, like, scoring chance, each play, each scoring, like, each goal that was scored. And first, you got to start with Portugal's first. I mean, like, just a terrible clearance attempts by Jeff Cameron. I mean, if that doesn't happen, Nani scored in that. He was given a gift. But if that doesn't happen, maybe the game is like goes different. I mean, they're like it can go different. It can like stay the same. It doesn't like if he like even if he didn't score that, then maybe the USA like maybe Portugal. I'm sorry, maybe Portugal doesn't lay back like that. And but USA had a lot of possession in the game, but maybe Portugal has more possession. Maybe they're more of a threat. Maybe they get a goal. Who knows? But with the USA's possession most of the game, I mean, I kind of feel that this would have been a different result if that they want to give a gift to Portugal on that first goal. But of course, it would have been a different result if they didn't allow the back line and going back to Cameron, they didn't allow like player to get right through, headed right in to the goal. But that was a beautiful cross by Ronaldo. I mean, that was a gutted, like, just a gutted goal. I mean, just broke our hearts. Talk more about that goal later, but let's go back to Trent Jones. It's kind of a little mumbling there and, like, tripping over my words. But Jermaine Jones, what a rocket of a shot he had to put USA on the board. But USA had plenty of chances in the first half. They finally broke through in the second half. Jermaine Jones, what a wonderful strike. Got us out of our seats. That was incredible. And then it was Dempsey taking the assist from Zuzi right up Dempsey's abs. So, yes, right into the goal. Dempsey getting a goal. His fourth in World Cup play. Fourth in World Cup history for him. And, yeah, we thought we were going to get a win. We were about, I'm going to say, about 15 minutes with that stoppage time away from getting a victory. We were all psyched. And then that goal. We're half a minute away. About half a minute. And just, it was going to be the final play of the game anyways. It just kills us, gutted. And that goal, beautiful cross from Ronaldo. And, yeah, now got to play a third game. And sweat it out. So it is going to be U.S.-Germany, the final game of the group alongside Ghana and Portugal. So, yeah. But going into the USA-Portugal game, I said it on the last podcast that I would have been happy with a tie. But when it finished, I was not happy. And you can understand why. And the U.S. was that close to making it out of the knockout round. But it would have been incredible. It would have been incredible to make it into the knockout round after two games in the so-called group of death. I mean, that would have been incredible. And people were saying, we're not going to give it a shot. And you get 4 points out of it. It's still very good. And it feels gutted, but 4 points is still good. And we still have a shot. People say we didn't have a shot in this group. We have a shot. We have probably the second best shot. But against Germany, it's going to be a lot different. But the U.S. performance against Portugal, I loved it. I mean, we deserved a victory. I know it was a tie. So, Igari, like, we don't deserve anything, but I mean, they played well, so well that they deserved a victory, but couldn't get it. And Ghana outplayed us, outplayed USA, pardon me, in the first game, and we were very, very fortunate enough to get the victory in that. So, going to that Ghana-Portugal game, we'll talk about this for a minute. Ghana-Portugal. Ghana looks like the better team. You see how they played Germany. They played, they had the lead against Germany. If Ghana went out on the victory there, that would have been a very bad case for the USA, because Germany is going to go in that game wanting points. And, Germany is going to go in this game wanting points. But they only need one. The USA only needs 1 point. So, yeah, but Ghana, they look very good. Ghana, I think they're going to be favored over Portugal. I predict them. If there is a winner in that game, I do want Portugal to win because they have, the goal difference is favorable for the USA against Portugal. But for Ghana, if they can win, they win, USA lose, Ghana may probably jump them in in the goal differential. That would absolutely suck. That would absolutely suck if USA, they beat Ghana here in the World Cup, but Ghana moves at further than them anyways. Hopefully that it doesn't come true, but it can very well come true. And if Ghana does go, they deserve it as well because they outplayed US, even though USA beat them in the first game. They just kept up with Germany, and they nearly beat them. And luckily, Germany came back. So USA, Germany, all both teams need the point to get to the next knockout stage. So how about we just kick the whole round for 90 minutes? Oh, well, ain't that something? Wouldn't that be something? So sorry if I'm tripping over my words. It's kind of unfamiliar about me right now. But maybe I'm a little too excited to talk about this right now. But yeah, would it be like match fixing if Klinsmann called the German coach? And they're like, tell him, like, kick the ball around for 90 minutes, take a tie. Germany wins the group, USA comes in second. I mean, that'll be something. But that's talking about not respecting the game at all. I don't think both coaches really want that. So I think we're going to come out and play. But if we don't want to sweat it out, maybe if they don't want to sweat it out, then they should do that. Oh, man. If we didn't want to sweat it out, USA should have, played well, defensively well in the last minute of stoppage time. So the USA, their performance was done well. I mean, Dempsey was on his game, even with a broken nose. Jermaine Jones with a wonderful strike. I mean, yeah, I think they played well. And I gotta say, they play a lot better than Portugal. I know Portugal, many people say, you say, wouldn't have a chance against Portugal. I thought they had a chance. I would have been happy with a tie, though. But, yeah, almost a win. I said Portugal is depleted. Ronaldo, he's depleted as well. He has an injury. He wasn't that spectacular in this game. Of course, with that cross at the end, it was really good. But clearly, an injury was bothering him. And if he had an injury bothering him, he would have been more effective in this game. You would have seen him probably score a goal. I mean, he saw him for that first bit, the first couple minutes in the game. But, yeah, he didn't play defense at all. And that really hurt Portugal. So, really, the USA, I mean, I don't want to say it's bad luck because nothing was bad luck about that Portugal, the Ronaldo cross. Nothing was bad luck about, the gift they gave him in, the first few minutes of the game that Nani put away. That was a gift. That was not bad luck. That was bad defense. So, with the USA at 4 points, Germany at 4 points. Germany had by a goal on goal differential. Ghana with 1 point. And they are at minus one, a goal differential, two behind the U.S. That's not far away. Minus four for Portugal. They're pretty far away. They have a long shot. They're going to have to win huge over Ghana or have Germany win huge over the U.S. They have a chance, which could possibly happen. I mean, hopefully the U.S. is not down from this game, the late goal. And hopefully, this doesn't come back to haunt us. I mean, that it can very well come back to haunt us. But even if the USA does not get into the knockout stage, this will still be the best performance, ever for not making it out of the knockout stage. It will follow pretty much a pattern. And, yeah, last time USA did not make it to the knockout stage, 2006, where they only got 1 point, given that 1 point was against the the champions that year, Italy. Then we go back to 2002. They actually beat Portugal then to get out of the group. And then 1998, I believe, I was only 5 years old, so I wasn't even paying attention. But that was the year, I believe, that USA went winless in that group stage in France. So, I'm gutted. I mean, I want to take positives out of the game. I mean, I am taking positives out of the game. I like the performance from most of the players. And, I mean, it's just that late goal, bums you out. It's like a kick to the balls. So, yeah, but one player that hasn't really performed as well as I thought he would, and many people thought, and I would thought that Michael Bradley would be a bigger star and a bigger name, and his performance would be well in this World Cup, but it is not as good as I thought it would be, because, well, he saw Bradley at the scoring opportunity, and he just went off the defensive legs, shot towards the defensive legs. I mean, any player can have that. I mean, who knows? But I think it's unfair for people criticizing Bradley too harshly, because I think he did play all right game. I mean, he's kind of flustered a bit. He gave away that ball. I mean, yeah, I'll give the people critical of that, because he did give away the ball that led to that last goal by Portugal. So, yeah, I mean, kick it out of bounds, and that will end it. So, with the USA against Germany, I mean, we have the nerves now, and we could have been out of this group after two games. I mean, it could easily go the other way. I mean, lost against Ghana. Like, if they lost against Ghana, it could have been like in their heads, and they could have lost against Portugal. But instead, they won against Ghana, and they looked great against Portugal. But it was not meant to be. And boy, yeah, whatever you call it, the World Cup, soccer, football, I mean, this cruelty hit the U.S. in that last game. So I always see on Twitter, too, that, like, during these two games that people talk about Landon Donovan. I'm getting kind of sick of this, because, like, people saying Landon Donovan, if U.S. had Landon Donovan, this wouldn't happen, or he would have scored at that opportunity. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe if they had Landon Donovan, they would have done worse. I mean, people saying they, like, USA could do better with Landon Donovan. I mean, maybe they could probably do worse there. I mean, he's probably not up to form with these players. So, yeah. And I also want to give a shout out, actually, coming into the game in the, like, last few minutes, Chris Wondolowski, my boy Wando of the San Jose Earthquakes. Yes, he came in the game late. And it played well to, like, his purpose of the game, and his purpose was to, like, get the ball in the corner and waste time. And that's what he did well. And I was hoping that he'd end with a U.S. victory. So, yeah, will Wando start in the next game? Who knows? I mean, I think Klinsmann just wants to bring in these two forwards as subs. So, with the U.S. needing a result, hopefully they get it, because a loss to Germany, it's just risking too much. I hope they get at least a tie. I'm like, come on Germany, just agree to have us draw, and then we can both head to the next group, the knockout stage. So yes, USA, I'm about done with the USA talk. I'll probably talk about that near the end of this podcast. And I'll shift on to more World Cup play. Of course, the World Cup continued today with simultaneous games in Group A and Group B. So, Group B was first, and there wasn't much drama because it's basically set. Only Netherlands beat Chile 2-0. To get to the knockout stage as the first team from Group A, Chile second. So we'll see how that goes. In Group B, though, we had Brazil coming on top, Cameroon 4-1. There was no doubt that was going to happen, but Cameroon did actually tie the game. And he thought maybe miracles can happen. Brazil's Neymar says, like, hell no. And Mexico, second half, 3 goals. To beat Croatia. So Mexico is on. And a team that almost didn't even make the World Cup. And they had to thank Graham Zusi for them to making the World Cup. And now it'll be Mexico and the Netherlands in the knockout stage. So a very interesting matchup. Mexico and has only allowed one goal in the whole tournament. That was against Croatia earlier today, which is Monday. So, yeah, it's an interesting game. I all favor the Netherlands because they've shown well in this tournament, except against Australia, which they actually won, but they were actually down 2-1 and looked a bit shaky. But, yeah, I favor the Netherlands. I'll favor them to get a two-goal win. Sorry, Mexico. I mean, you look good against Croatia, but against the Netherlands, they're just too good. And then Brazil against Chile. I think this game actually be closer to the Netherlands-Mexico. Chile is dangerous, but they did not show against the Netherlands. And, of course, after beating Spain. So, Chile is dangerous. I think Brazil's going to come out win this, but it's going to be by one goal, 2-1. Brazil wins this game. So, yeah, in that Group B, I mean, people thought Chile would have a great performance, and they did. They beat Spain. Spain looks awful in this World Cup. Of course, they beat Australia today, I think 3-0. So, yeah, salvage some pride for the Spanish. But, yeah, Spain is just not that good. Their age look like it caught up to them now. 5-1 debacle. I talked about the 5-1 debacle against the Netherlands. And then losing to Chile 2-0. That was huge. So Tuesday with Group B. Probably all they watch is games. But let's talk about the anyways. Italy, Uruguay. Huge matchup. Huge matchup. Italy, Uruguay. Italy losing their last game in Costa Rica. Uruguay also lost to Costa Rica. And this is going to be a killer game. Italy with 3 points. Uruguay with 3 points. And I believe I'll look at the table right now. You know the table for Group D. And Italy is ahead of them with goal differential. So they only need a draw to make it through. And Costa Rica, England, a game that doesn't mean anything at all. Costa Rica has already moved on. They haven't clinched the first spot yet, but it looks they are there. How about for the Ticos? They beat Italy and Uruguay in a group that England, Uruguay, and Italy, Costa Rica, looks like they'll take the top spot. And congrats, CONCACAF representing this World Cup. I love it. So what a performance by Costa Rica. As far as England, as I predicted, not going to make the group stage. And they're doing a little bit worse than I predicted. I didn't think Costa Rica would have a win at all. I thought they would have 3 losses and be out. But man, underestimating the Ticos. Yeah, that's what I did. And even, like, England is just overhyped. They were overhyped. People said they had a good squad. And they just, I mean, they just floundered in this tournament. Of course, Italy, well, I mean, their close losses. Italy beat them 2-1. Then that's happening against Uruguay. But still, England is an overhyped. I think they're overrated. I know they're kind of like the English over there in England. They don't have confidence in England that much. And I get this proves it. And I got to say, England, they're like the Dallas Cowboys of international soccer. I mean, every time they break their fans' hearts, it's crazy. You can even go in the Olympics as like Great Britain. They lost their penalty kicks in the Olympics to like Korea, I think. So yeah, England, not a team you probably want to get behind. But if you're behind them, good for you. And I hope you get like an award sometime. I get what's deserved for England because they probably deserve it. But who knows? So we move on to Group C: Japan, Colombia, Greece, Ivory Coast. So, very interesting group. This is two, with Colombia leading the table at 6 points. Ivory Coast is second right now. So Ivory Coast against Greece. Ivory Coast is a team I like to see in the knockout stage because they're like an African country that people are always talking about, and now they have a chance to finally move out of the like group stage into the knockout rounds. So could it finally be in the cards for the Ivory Coast? Who knows? I hope so. Japan also in third. They have 1 point in this group. And they do have a shot against trying to jump Ivory Coast. Colombia is in their knockout rounds for now. So Japan against Colombia. Colombia, who's in the knockout rounds, could they lay down? Who knows? Ivory Coast sure does not want that. They're playing Greece. I think Ivory Coast gets the win over Greece. Greece, I thought, would move on. I overestimated Greece. And sorry, Greeks. Hopefully it wasn't my fault. Group F, Argentina leading the group. Actually, Argentina has not looked as dominant as I thought they would be. I mean, they got the late goal with Messi. They almost fell in a draw against Iran. Then Messi got the late goal. Bosnia is at the bottom. I thought Bosnia would make it out of this group, and they won't. And Iran. So Iran and Nigeria will fight for that spot. Nigeria, of course, has upper hand on them. So it looks like Nigeria will come out of the group. And they may be the lone African representative in the round of 16. Hopefully that is true. So yeah, but I fear Argentina went over Nigeria. But who knows? If Iran could beat Bosnia and Herzegovina, Iran could very well get this, like, get that crucial points and move on. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I think very well Iran could win that last game against Bosnia. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Iran and get out of this group because I kind of looked at the games right now and thinking, like, Iran's got a good shot. So, yeah. And then we go to group E, I believe. So, group B, we have Honduras against Switzerland. Ecuador against France. So France, I thought, would win this group. They look like they're going to win this group. And Ecuador is right behind them. Switzerland right there too. So basically Switzerland and Ecuador fighting over the second spot in the group. So I think it's going to, as I look at the games here, I think France plays Ecuador, Honduras plays Switzerland, France plays Ecuador. Switzerland, I think, could have a shot because France, I think, still needs a win to capture that one seed in the group. So I'm going to give that to Switzerland winning, getting out of this group as second. But they looked very poor against France, so who knows? Ecuador, I think, looks stronger, so maybe I'll go the other way. But against France, Ecuador might have tough time. Switzerland might have an easy time with Honduras. And I actually do have Switzerland moving on. So then we go to Group H, final group. South Korea, Belgium, Algeria, Russia. Looks like Belgium will win the group. Russia, Algeria, of course, are going to fight to get out of this group also. And they both look, Algeria's ahead with points, and we'll see who has that, but basically Russia can get the win over Algeria. Russia will make it. Algeria, they can get a draw because that's the game that matters the most. So I think I will hold on Algeria. I think they're going to get a draw in this game. Sorry Russia, I picked them before the tournament, but they do not look too well. They very well can win, though. But Algeria, lucky you don't have Landon Donovan to break your hearts this time. So Algeria, actually, they look pretty well. They look great against South Korea. And Belgium, of course, Belgium could be a future opponent for the U.S. if they get the second spot out of Group G. So I approached about half an hour on this podcast, and let's just finish off with some more USA Group G talk. So USA against Germany, 9 a.m. Portugal, Ghana, 9 a.m. Both running simultaneously against one another. So what I'm really hoping for is USA just getting at least a draw. And that's what everybody's hoping for, because you do not want to lose. And they lose, they can very well be going home. If they do, because Ghana has looked very well. And I really hope not, but I think Ghana will win against Portugal. And boy, it just makes me sweat just thinking about this. But come Thursday, I will be up. I will have to wake up and hope that the U.S. can get out of this group. Because it's gonna be hard. And almost would have held on against Portugal. Would have been out of this group. Wouldn't have to sweat it out in the second game. So, yes, but U.S. is a better shot. I mean, I think you'd rather be with like 4 points than 1 point that Ghana has. But for Ghana, I think you'd rather be playing Portugal than Germany. But Ghana has looked great against Germany, too. So, yeah, I really think they're going to beat Portugal. USA, hopefully gets a draw against Germany, at least a draw. And Jurgen Klinsmann against Germany. It's all in the script. So yeah, the group of death comes down to that on Thursday afternoon or Thursday morning here on the West Coast, noontime if you're on the East Coast. So yeah, can't wait. I just want to get it over with. Am I going to be disappointed? Am I going to be joyed? Are the USA going to move on to the round of 16? So, man, just gotta sweat it out. Sweat it out, you American outlaw. Sweat it out, you USA fans. And Thursday, can't wait for you. I'm glad it's early in the morning, too, so we can just get it over with and see what happens. So, who knows? So, I'm about to wrap it up. I've gone over 30 minutes here. The time I actually wanted to. I want to hit a range around 30 minutes. So yeah, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to my podcast here, the Gooncast. I want to plug in my YouTube channel, Corey the Goon. I actually did a Portugal USA recap after the game yesterday. So that's just a short recap. Not much. But I'll also have LEGO videos on there soon. And I'll probably have a USA Portugal LEGO video. Maybe. I'm not sure yet. Because I haven't done it yet. I really haven't had time to do it. So, yeah. But I have a USA Ghana one in there. And also I have a Brazil Croatia one. Which has gotten 1,800 views. So I'm pretty, very proud of that. So you can also follow me on Twitter at CRudolph99. Or Instagram at CRudolph99. Or on Facebook at Corey the Goon. That's my page there. So yeah, check that out. And subscribe to this podcast if you like listening to me here talking sports. I also have another podcast too I like to plug in. And it is called Screen Goon. Yeah, the Goon. It's like a common theme on each of my channels. But yeah, I do have a separate podcast called Screen Goon where I talk movies, television, and video games. So yeah, check it out too. And I just want to thank you for listening here. And you've been listening to the Gooncast. I'm glad you listened. And subscribe wherever you are if you're listening to iTunes or Podomatic. Yeah, do that and subscribe. So I will have another podcast probably Thursday afternoon or Friday morning. Who knows? So yeah, it'll be after the USA game. And I'll talk about the USA-Germany and my feelings about that. Hopefully I'm happy. Hopefully the USA gets a win. So I dragged on long enough. And until next time, my name is Corey Rudolph. Thank you for listening to the Gooncast. And until next time, I'll see you later. I'm out. And go USA.